and actually like patterns of sustainable specialization in trade better because, especially for non-economists in the audience, comparative advantage is a very difficult concept.
Right.
And I think specialization in trades, why don't you try to put it in those words?
Okay. So, just as a simple example, if I cook my own dinner tonight and you cook your own dinner tonight, there's no measured economic activity involved in the cooking. There might have been in the buying the food and so on, but in the actual cooking, there's no economic activity.
No measured economic activity.
If I cook dinner for you and charge you for it, as in a restaurant, and then you do the same to me, so that you eat in my restaurant, I eat in your restaurant, then that becomes measured economic activity. And that may seem sort of strange. I mean, it's the same activity, cooking and eating. But if you think of it in terms of the true specialization in the economy, it actually does make sense. That is, if a surgeon mows her own lawn, that doesn't count as economic activity. But if she does another surgery and then pays somebody to mow her lawn, that is economic activity. And I think that's actually right, that it would be a tremendous waste if we were to do everything ourselves. It'd be ridiculously impossible. You couldn't build your own computer, build your own car, refine your own gasoline. You can't do any of that stuff.
Even your own pencil, as we know.
So all of economic activity really involves specialization in trade. And that's just a fair way of thinking about it. And what we... we measure it as spending, but it's what it really is fundamentally is specialization in trade. And so what's happened is that these patterns of specialization in trade have become very complex. Last night my wife was looking at an ad for a company that makes custom shirt sizes, that they'll send you a shirt that's in a that has a combination of neck size and sleeve length that isn't standard, that isn't typically in stores. And so if you'd ask somebody 50-100 years ago what would a shirt company consist of, well, it would be tailors and fitters, maybe salespeople, people who get who obtain fabric and process fabric. So for some reason, my wife was looking at the website to see what kind of jobs that they were offering, because they were offering jobs, and it was web designer, business development manager, customer service representative, social media marketing person. So, it's a really strange economy that somebody's comparative advantage could be a social media marketing for a shirt company. It just shows how complex the patterns of specialization and trade have become in this economy.
And it's worth going back to the first few chapters of Adam Smith where he talks about it. And he basically says in 1776 that when life was vastly different than it is now, but a little different than it had been 1,000 years before, and he made the observation that under civilization, where these patterns exist, you get a lot of surplus, because otherwise, if you spend all your day making your own clothes and your own food, you're kind of done. It's hard to make enough clothes for yourself and for others. And what these patterns of specialization and divisional labor allow us to do is to create enough stuff that we have enough left over to interact with each other. And that is what the market is that you're talking about when you say rather than making your own food or making your own clothes – You're paying people to do it. It's not just as we sometimes think of it. Well, that's easier. That whole web of interactions is what allows us to have an unfathomable standard of living to Adam Smith's time. But if you make your own clothes and your own food and grow your own food and cook your own food and make your own shoes and keep your roof on by thatching it all the time, you never unemployed –